The original plan was for them to tour America next, but there were visa problems clearing previous criminal convictions. While the paperwork was sorted out, AC/DC returned to Australia in November 76 for a national tour to promote Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. It was to be their last Aussie tour for a long time. Reports of the band's act in Europe had fueled a backlash. In Albury, the tour program was banned from sale because of one four-letter word. Gigs in Wollongong and Canberra were supervised by the police, conditional that Angus didn't pull his pants down. The mayor of Tamworth refused permission to play, and even the general manager of rock station 2SM was quoted saying, AC/DC must decide whether they are strippers or musicians.
On Double J, AC/DC, are in the studio, and Angus, just before you leave, I think you'll have to give us an audio treat. We're pretty, everyone else can't see you.
But, lucky they can't see
us. This is part of what's...
But they will.
The stage act's so controversial. Okay, let's have it.
Oh, you like... What? Angus?
Set, ready, go!
Oh, look at that. Get him back up.
In January 1977, the band were back in the studios to record Let There Be Rock and then left the country.
It was probably the first time AC/DC, you know, really got to use the guitars. You know, they really, you know, it established as a guitar band. I mean, it was our first top 20 album here in Britain and also through Europe. And in America, it opened the door for us.
After a personality clash between Angus and bass player Mark, they hired Cliff Williams. AC/DC were making an international name for themselves, while back home, their singles were barely charting.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ed Shockey, welcoming you all to the world-famous Atlantic Recording Studios in New York City for the first in a series of live radio concerts. Please welcome AC/DC.
In the big city like New York, this happens all the time. And this song is all about it. It's called Dog Eat Dog.
I mean, here I see this little guy running all over the stage, doing Chuck Berry better than Chuck Berry could do him, and hearing, you know, the songs and everything. And I hate to say it, but I became a fan.
Well, it's a dog eat dog.
In 1978, there was Power Age and the live album, If You Want Blood, You've Got It. In 1979, Atlantic, AC/DC's American record company, were getting impatient. They felt AC/DC needed a more polished sound and insisted that the next album be recorded and produced in Miami.
We more or less got forced.
The band went along with it for a while, then skipped to England and made the album their way.
Worked in this rehearsal studio, got them all together, you know, and took them into their roundhouse studios and put them down in about 2 weeks.
The name, Highway to Hell, was how Angus had described their previous American tour.
Yeah,
whereabouts are you at the moment?
Right now we're in Reno, Nevada.
And you've just started your headlining tour of the States.
Yeah, well, last night was the first night that in San Francisco.
How did it go?
Brilliant, yeah.
Can't wait 2,000
kids.
You're joking.
Triple J reporter Pam Swain joined them and captured these recordings.
You like being on the road all the time?
You get used to it. You just get after.
Is it glamorous?
Bloody hell. What do you think I do it for, the money or the music or what? I just do it for the glamour, man, the glamour. The women and the whiskey. What else is there in life? Let me think. No, that's it, yeah, that's it.
Just like Bon Scott.
Now take Bon Scott.
Everything goes everywhere.